This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont, North Carolina.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When we encounter Mary Magdalene and Peter and John in this Easter morning gospel, we find them getting in their morning cardio, running back and forth to and from the empty tomb because they had discovered that Jesus' body was no longer there. The energy and the excitement of the resurrection had set their hearts ablaze with hope and with faith that what Jesus had told them really was true. When confronted with the empty tomb, the scriptures say, they saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The empty tomb was the proof that the disciples needed to see in order to know that Jesus had been raised. Unfortunately, it's hard for us in the 21st century, far from Jerusalem, to be as convinced of the resurrection simply by the empty tomb alone. The tomb is still there, of course, and it's still empty because Jesus is still alive. But we don't need the empty tomb. We don't need it because we won't find Jesus there. And although the empty tomb was the first clue that the resurrection had really taken place, those earliest disciples themselves didn't continue to rely on it. They began to believe not because they visited the tomb, but because they encountered the living Christ. Then they spread the message of his resurrection by the witness of their lives. So the witnesses that we have of the resurrection are not objects of stone, not empty tombs, but people who continue to testify to us that Jesus has been raised from the dead by the way they live, and that resurrection awaits all of us who hope in him. Their images surround us in this holy place. Thea Bowman, Pedro Calungsod, Catherine Drexel, Francis of Assisi, Mother Teresa, Juan Diego, Oscar Romero, Mary, and Joseph. You can probably name some witnesses to the resurrection in your own lives, whose images may not be in the church, but whose faces you can now see in your mind. People, loved ones, family, friends, who have taught us about the resurrection of Jesus by their good example. People who we encountered and made us want to run to Christ because their lives were so clearly good. Good people help us to know God. And we need their witness, because many of us come to church this morning with a lot of doubts and questions. Maybe it's been a long time since we've been to church. Maybe we've been disappointed or even hurt by people in the church in the past. The people, the saints, whose lives are represented by the images we see here and who we remember in our own minds, also had doubts and questions. And sometimes they too had been hurt. But those witnesses testify by their lives that Jesus has been raised because they lived in a way that pointed towards him, towards life that endured after death, towards something that lasts longer than this world, towards God. The living testimony that they give can show us that the empty tomb, in fact, can represent for us all of the places we might look for satisfaction or fulfillment and not find it, because God isn't there. We might look around looking for meaning in many different places, and we can choose to run around to and from the empty tombs in our lives, but like Mary Magdalene and the apostles, we won't find much there. We can run around looking for a lot of things, but what will only fully satisfy us is a close and real friendship with Jesus Christ. So maybe this Easter Sunday is the time to stop running around our empty tombs, to stop looking for satisfaction in things that are temporary, in situations that will pass away, and look instead to the one who endures forever, Jesus. These saints whose stories we hold in our church and in our hearts stopped running, stopped searching, when they finally encountered God's love in a complete way, because they'd found what they were looking for. They'd found the goal of their lives. They'd found their beloved, Jesus Christ, who became everything for them. We have found Jesus too. We might not yet have been able to rest in his love completely, to stop running the way many of the witnesses of our faith were able to, at least not yet. But we can. The grace of the resurrection proves to us that renewal is always possible and that hope in God, never disappoints. By the power of his resurrection, Jesus gives us the same strength and grace that he has given to every believer since the day that Mary Magdalene discovered that the tomb was empty, in which the examples of faith that our witnesses handed on to us brought to perfection by striving to do his will. With the help of Jesus' love and their prayers, we can set the world on fire for God like they did, and come to rest in him forever, the one who laid down his life and left the empty tomb behind to draw us all to himself and lead us to life.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio homily of the day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.